potential for abuse, but there is no reality yet. It's got to be watched very closely. Right. The potential is great, because but I agree with Eleanor. The reality is not.
What's the economist saying about this?
Look, I think that you're right. You had the choice. You say, is it shocking or is it an abuse of privacy? Well, you know what? It is an abuse of privacy, but I don't think it shocks anyone. I mean, if you think about it, if someone says to you, did you know that the American government pays attention when someone in New York makes a phone call to a known jihadi in Pakistan, and if that flashes up, they then track it? I kind of assumed that that's what the NSA is for. I mean, now we've had confirmation that's what they're there for.
Well, they may not be talking about their business. They may be talking about their personal lives.
But the idea the idea that the NSA tracks these foreign phone calls and emails is what the NSA is for. I don't think the American public is very shocked.
You don't realize the material that is there for a book, and that book will make an enormous amount of money. And that's what makes a lot of people think first before they start thinking of the finer questions of morality.
We all know that there's a trade-off.
I don't know where that comes from, John. I don't think that's
I wish I had that. All right, since you're on your feet here, give us a snapshot. I'll watch this, a U.S. economy snapshot.